Captain Morgan's Sweet Chili Lime is so delicious, so unbelievable, no word exists to describe it. It's better than mind-blowing, it's mouth-blowing. Bright, citrusy, and spicy, this newest flavor from Captain Morgan is a balanced blend of sweetness with delicious notes of lime and slightly spicy chili flavor that is great for an escape outdoors with your crew or your next hangout. Captain Morgan's Sweet Chili Lime is best enjoyed as an ice-cold shot or as a chili lime twist on a classic as a spicy daiquiri. Captain Morgan's Sweet Chili Lime, a touch of sweet, a kick of heat. Please drink responsibly. Captain Morgan's Sweet Chili Lime, premium Caribbean rum with natural flavors, 35% alcohol by volume, Captain Morgan Rum Co., New York, New York.
You have a long list of things to deal with. Check dry eye symptoms off with Refresh Reliva PF Extra Lubricant Eye Drops, offering an advanced formula to soothe and hydrate your dry eyes. Refresh Reliva PF Extra includes moisture-locking technology that prevents further irritation and gives you lasting relief. You deserve relief from your dry eye symptoms, and your eyes deserve extra. Find Refresh online or in the eye drop section at all major retailers, FSA and HSA eligible.
What? Are you on a new medication or something?
No.
Why are you so giggly?
Because I just read something funny, but it's kind of like, I don't think it's funny.
Okay. Here, try me.
No.
Let me see it. Because maybe if I just show, okay, now you have to share it with the class.
Okay. It's like a fake image of a text conversation between a deer and I think another deer. And it says, "Did you just fucking hear that?" And the other deer is like, "What? I'm not even with you." And the other deer is like, "False alarm, LOL, it was nothing. Hey, me and the boys are going to go chill on the road if you're trying to pull up. What the hell was that? I just heard something. Never mind, it was nothing. Hey, we're in the road. There's a bunch of cars driving." And then it just ends.
Okay. That's good enough.
Deer always be hearing nothing in the woods.
Oh, okay. I didn't even like get that layer.
Do you know how they're always like?
Yeah, I didn't. Okay. Okay. I think it would have been easier for me if I saw it.
Oh.
If I was reading it. All good.
All good.
What were you laughing about earlier that you wanted me
to ask? That conversation about the deers.
That was it? No, during the ads. You were like, I said, "Why are you laughing?" And you said, "Ask me when the episode starts."
The conversation.
There's
of the
no
deers.
Way.
Yeah, yeah, assuming.
Because you weren't even going to share that with me. And you were begging me to ask you why you were laughing earlier.
Well, it was really funny. It was really funny to me. The conversation between the two deers. Welcome back to BNC MAP, you guys. We're back in the studio and it's been, what did we say? It's been three and a half weeks.
I don't think we've seen each other in like a month.
Yeah.
Which is so scary. Weeks.
The last episode was so confusing because it was like, I'm getting ready to leave for Michigan. And Michigan, since Michigan, I went from Michigan to Austin to New York to Long Island, which feels different than New York to me, even though I know it's just an island,
uh-huh,
or a peninsula, to Minneapolis, to Ohio.
Right.
And then back.
Right. And last week's episode, you were talking about bringing Max on the plane.
I know.
Whereas we all know how that
ended.
Yeah,
we all know.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's good to be back on our normal schedule. I just want to like clear the air right away. I have a pimple in the middle of my forehead.
Brooke. I have a pimple in the middle of my forehead.
Oh my God. Sisters. C-Y-S-T-E-R-S.
What was
C-Y-S-T,
it?
C-Y-S-T. Like,
oh,
sisters. Yeah.
Nice.
But Connor, I've gotten a pimple everywhere else except for on my forehead.
Yeah.
I mean, I've gotten like tons of like little pimples on my forehead, but never like a honker.
Yeah.
There. And what's crazy is I'm 28 and like I went 28 years without getting a honking pimple on my forehead. And then you just wake up one morning, 3 months into your 29th year,
mm-hmm,
with a honker. And it's like kind of almost a little bit inspiring because it's like it's never too late for your body to start making changes. It could be, you could look at it negatively too. Also, I'm choosing to look at it positively.
Yeah.
You could start getting really hot too. Also, if you can start getting pimples at age 28 on your
I head. This came to me in a dream. That's crazy how aligned we are right now, because I said, I think I was thinking of comparison yet again. First of all, to your point, yes, we're always constantly learning.
Uh-huh. And changing.
And changing and growing.
Yep.
And then in the same way, aging is a blessing.
Privilege.
That giant honking cyst on, in the middle of your forehead is a blessing.
It goes to show you that
your body's working.
150%. Your hormones are flowing.
I am. Like, it sets you apart. You know, there's so many girls out there. Not many have like this, what we have.
Not a lot of, especially at our age, not a lot of boils.
If you want to be, if you want to be memorable.
Yeah.
You have to, if you're going to make it in the big city, you got to learn how to shake it.
Yeah.
You know?
Thank you.
I was thinking last night, like comparison. I was like, there's always going to be someone bigger and better than you. There's always going to be someone smaller and worse than you as well. And I think I was thinking about just career and stuff, but also your ass. Like people are like
my?
Oh my, no, not your ass. I was thinking about like, you know, like that could be about your body too. Like there's always going to have someone with a bigger and better ass, but there's also people with much smaller and worse asses.
There's always going to be someone uglier than you.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So true.
Yeah.
Inspiring.
Definitely.
Talk about inspiring.
Completely woke up, saw that pimple. Immediate thought was inspiration.
When we were on Caleb's podcast.
Caleb.
His podcast. I was talking about, he said, give me, what did he say? So true. What is so true to you? I said, every now and then it's kind of nice to have a bing honk and pimple because it gives me something to look forward to, something to work on, like a small project. You know, I'll take care of this later. I'm looking forward to that. Like, I'll get home and be like, wait, was there a package I need to open or like a fun email that I'm like, got to get back to? No, pimple.
Yeah.
That I'm going to go ham
on. The one on your head, though, is that one you could pop?
Nah, it was one that was not even noticeable. And then I worked at it until now. It's.
I've been working late.
Because you're a sister.
CYNGIER.
I don't. Okay. A thinger. Yeah. We'll just have to move. We'll move swiftly past that reference. But Caleb said, that's the most unemployed sentence that I've ever heard. You're looking forward to having a pimple because it's something to do.
Yeah.
I'm just saying it's kind of fun.
We need to get those pimple popping fidgets.
What is that?
It's something you pop and goo squirts out.
I've been able to be really on it recently about like if I am 3 minutes into a pimple popping video, get off your phone. Like you're consuming.
Can you watch pimple popping videos?
Oh, 100%.
I can't watch them.
Oh, I'm watching up close. I'm watching one on someone's knee. You know, I'm watching. Those are actually gross to me. They're like black
too much happening.
Stuff. I can dive in for minutes at a time. And it's great. It's fall, y'all. Despite it all. It's fall.
Happy fall.
Happy fall. Y'all means all and fall is for all.
Yep.
Happy fall.
I've got a cardigan on today. I'm feeling back.
I've got a sweater.
I'm feeling back to basic.
We're back in our knits.
Yep.
I think that the most human thing about me is how when a season ends, I'm like, ooh, what a surprise. It's getting cooler. I think that was the first marketing of all time is like, marketing for seasons about how they work on me every single time. It's
what do you mean?
Yeah, that's a good question. I think
like Halloween.
No, like when it gets cooler, I'm like, oh my gosh, what a good idea. Like that's so brilliant for it to get cooler. I was getting kind of hot.
And you're saying that is marketing.
And then I'm saying yeah, like seasons marketing.
So
by God, that's marketing for Christianity.
So everything is marketing then.
Yeah. Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. What if we
turn the mind of a businessman.
What if we turn this podcast like fully into, if you and your circle are not talking about how weather, changes in weather are marketing, what are you doing? Like reprioritize. What is that thing that they always say? They're like six things I learned about sales from it turning from summer to fall.
Speaking a different language today.
Oh, okay. Maybe I need that new medication you were talking about. But the thing is, I know a couple people out there are like, yes,
I'd love to.
That are listening to this.
I'd love to get them on.
It's always two dumb bitches looking at each other saying exactly.
That's how I felt on Caleb's podcast because he's so funny and so quick, and I don't have that type of humor. I have more of a like, oh, I'll tell you a story type of humor.
Yeah.
So every time he said something, I was just like, yes. Yes, King.
Something that sometimes that's all you can
it's
do.
It's literally all you can do when you're up against someone with that type of brain.
I got back today and I haven't driven my car.
No way.
I mean, not today. Last, on Friday night. And I mean, I got into my car for the first time today.
Okay.
I hadn't driven. I didn't drive yesterday. And my car was making this noise. And I was like, this is a brand new noise. I'm looking for, there's like all my lights are already on my car. So it's just like, that's not going to help me. My engine light, my tire light, my flashlight. Uh-huh. And I'm like, what is going on? What is going on? It was a Bon Iver song playing like very quietly, like a low volume. And I was thinking like, that's a lovely sound, but what is wrong with my car? There's a very small Bon Iver stuck in the hood. It was a crazy experience to be like, oh, the music's on.
Yeah. Would you look at that?
I was like, I could get used to this.
That's great, Connor. Yeah. That is great.
Are dry eye symptoms frequently interrupting your day? Keep dry eyes off your schedule with Refresh Reliva PF Extra Lubricant Eye Drops, offering an advanced formula to soothe and hydrate your eyes. With innovative hydrocell technology to lock in moisture and prevent further irritation, Refresh Reliva PF Extra gives you lasting relief. Equipped with a soft-squeeze multi-dose bottle featuring a double lockout system that keeps drops sterile so you can feel confident using it. Refresh has been delivering relief from dry eye symptoms for 35 years. It's a track record of success that has earned the trust of physicians and patients alike. You deserve relief from your dry eye symptoms, and your eyes deserve extra. Find Refresh online or in the eye drop section at all major retailers. FSA and HSA eligible.
Captain Morgan's Sweet Chili Lime is so delicious, so unbelievable, no word exists to describe it. It's better than mind-blowing, it's mouth-blowing. Bright, citrusy, and spicy, this newest flavor from Captain Morgan is a balanced blend of sweetness with delicious notes of lime and slightly spicy chili flavor that is great for an escape outdoors with your crew or your next hangout. Captain Morgan's Sweet Chili Lime is best enjoyed as an ice-cold shot or as a chili lime twist on a classic as a spicy daiquiri. Captain Morgan's Sweet Chili Lime, a touch of sweet, a kick of heat. Please drink responsibly. Captain Morgan's Sweet Chili Lime, premium Caribbean rum with natural flavors, 35% alcohol by volume, Captain Morgan Rum Co., New York, New York.
Just needed to share, needed Speaking to get that of off my chest.
Sounds, I'm going to segue into this via that segue. Want to hear a story about like, that has something to do with sound?
Yeah.
Okay, I was away for the week in Florida. Yeah. And I got a Ring camera to prepare for the trip because some of my packages have been stolen and I wanted the opportunity to scream at those people through the Ring camera that were moving forward with stealing the packages. But turns out I couldn't figure out how to mount the Ring camera onto the front door or anywhere near it. So I just left it inside of my apartment on the floor facing up. Okay. So it was like looking at the ceiling, but it was attached to my phone and hooked up. So if I open the Ring app, I could just see my ceiling.
Yeah.
Okay. Which doesn't really help anyone.
Yeah.
Until I'm in Florida. It's past midnight. So like late in LA too.
Yeah.
And I get a notification from Ring. A person has been detected at your front door. And so my front door is inside of my apartment right now because the camera is just called front door.
Yeah.
So I was like, oh, yay. That's great. Perfect. I'm screaming like at everyone, like there has been a person detected inside of my apartment. We all gather around my phone, open my phone to the Ring app. And you hear like a door slamming.
What?
Okay. Hear a door slam. It sounded like either the front door opening or like kitchen cabinets being opened and slammed. I didn't see a person though. But obviously everyone is like freaking out. I'm paralyzed. Megan, thank God, like something kicked into high gear for her. She called 911 and like got transferred to the LA 911 and was like, someone is breaking into my house, blah, blah, blah. They sent out cops. The cops never called back. They said that they were sending somebody out to look, but never called back, which everyone was like, okay, that's a good sign. Like, you didn't see anyone in the camera. Like, it was probably just a noise outside. Like,
they do like ring picks up noises too. So yeah.
Everyone was like trying to calm me down. Like, they didn't call back. It's a great sign. Probably just a noise outside.
Yeah.
Something detected, like a fly or something, like Beth Ann's ghost or something. Like, you're all good. And then Sodi, our friend who is so funny, truly, but she had so much of the binky that she was kind of in a place where she wasn't able to read the room, like, in that specific moment while everyone was trying to calm me down. And she goes, it honestly kind of sounded like someone threw a brick through the window or something. In the middle of everyone going, no, like, you're so fine.
She's a realist.
She's a realist. But anyway, I had to wait 7 days to get back home because I didn't have anyone that could go over and kind of like see if all was okay. Anyway, I think everything was okay. When I got home, nothing was super out of order. The AC was on, even though I know I turned it off. But maybe that was the wind. I don't know. So someone might have broken into my house.
And just like stayed because they knew you were leaving.
And just was, I mean, everything was in perfect condition.
Is your door locked?
My doors were locked.
Windows shut?
Windows shut. Locked. I have bars over my windows. It could have genuinely been the ghost of Beth Ann.
Turning on the AC. Wow. I don't know.
And also, I think scary. My AC might have been on a timer. But I'm not positive. I can't figure it out.
So
weird,
it was truly nothing.
Was truly nothing, but it was also everything.
Well, we also had earthquakes, like 3 last week.
Yeah.
So,
oh my
could
God,
knock something
maybe
over.
That was the movement. But it literally said, sometimes the Ring camera says there's been movement detected, and sometimes it says there's been a person detected, and it said there's a person detected.
You ever check what your house is built on top of?
I don't want to. But it's like somehow recorded, and you want to hear the slamming?
Yeah.
But it's also confusing because when we went back to listen to it again, it's just us screaming because I think that was recorded and projected out through the camera. Does that make sense?
Yeah.
History. Oh, how would you even?
You have to buy the membership for Ring to see your like history of like what it's recorded.
Okay, that's just me. Oh, here's person answered motion.
Sounds peaceful.
I swear it was something. No, that couldn't have been it. It's this.
No one's gonna beat it, but I am just curious.
I think that was me. I think
Okay, hang on. Obviously, like, I believe you.
No, listen to the beginning of that before people started talking.
No one's-
Did you hear that? Like, you hear that brick being thrown through the window?
You know what's crazy is I hear a lot of you guys. Do you think something happened in the room that you were in?
I'm starting to get confused. There it is. That was it. That was it. Did you hear? And then did you hear me gasp? Listen to the beginning. That's the sound in my apartment. Are you pressing play? That was it.
It sounds like you might have a rat. Like,
yeah, okay.
It sounds like a rustling.
That's the slamming. That's the slamming of the kitchen cabinets. Clear
it
as
sounded
day.
Like this.
Oh my God. There is almost like a ghost. If you look when it said, like, because it said person detected, that ray of light in the ceiling.
Yikes.
Do you like that story?
Yeah, I do like that story.
I was excited to tell you that.
Yeah, I'm someone who lives alone and checks every time I come home, I check every closet.
Well, I walked in the door and I was just like, hello, when I got home.
You know what's crazy is I will convince myself, like, I'll get in bed and be like, you didn't check the kitchen cabinets. And then I'll be like, but the kitchen cabinets are so small. And I'm like, what if the smallest person ever broke in? And there's like some cabinets that I don't really use in my kitchen. And they maybe
someone could totally fit in a cabinet.
Like, I could fit in a cabinet if I needed to. But there's people smaller than me that would easily fit in a cabinet.
I could fit in a cabinet comfortably.
You could live in a cabinet.
Yeah.
You could live in a cabinet.
Did you see that St. Ives ad?
Yep. Those women.
Those women.
Yeah.
I do want to flag. This is another example of people like commenting on a post of mine being like, I didn't know you were that short, in which case I do want to refer them to the 411 highlight on my Instagram. But those women in the ad were 7 feet tall, and I'm not exaggerating. They were in the 7 range. I asked.
Yeah, no.
They were breaching 7.
Did they play sport?
They were something. They were definitely some, there was some reason that they were that tall. There was something there. They were in for something. They weren't American.
Okay. So maybe genetics is the reason that they were that tall.
I think it's like genetics X, like they're in an LA, like for a convention.
Right. The tall convention.
I swear, like it was something. Like that wasn't, I don't look like that next to everyone.
No, they were massive.
Yeah.
They were a massive.
Yeah.
They were a massive pair.
They were a massive pair of
women. Well, that's just like great going into the season that we're going into. I am getting more and more spooked more than ever.
Really?
Yes. It's so weird because I've always been okay. I am becoming more scared in general, which is crazy.
Of like spooky things or just...
Just like convincing myself like that thing I just heard is not nothing. It's like, oh, it's like something.
I genuinely
And you're going to
think...
be
yeah.
acting carelessly because you're... Eh.
Do you think that's like an evolutionary advantage, like when we get older? Because it's as you get older, you do become more wary of things. And I wonder if that's like a benefit to like you're not as spry as you used to be. You need to be more alert. You need to be more careful. Like
a deer hearing nothing.
Yeah. Like if you hear a sound, like you're honestly not going to be as quick now that you're older. So you better get more spooked.
Be proactive.
I bet that's literally like survival of the fittest, etc.
Yeah. Yeah, maybe. That's a good, yeah. Mm. Like, I got up and I was watching The Perfect Couple, which, did you watch that yet?
No, I kind of want to read it first.
Okay.
Is it good?
Okay, so I think a lot of people are going to get mad at me when I say this. And granted, I was in like a bad headspace because I was watching that and scared that someone was in my cabinets. Like, it was like a weird thing and it was also very like...
Is it scary?
It's like very, this is The Perfect Couple on Netflix. Stacked cast, good cast, mm-hmm. good acting, great scene. Like the whole thing should be on my alley. Literally couldn't. I know this is a me problem. Like I couldn't get off my phone, which a good show will get me off my phone. Mm. I was like, oh crap, I just missed like 10 minutes. I'm not rewinding. I gave up after 2 episodes.
Really?
Yeah. I'm going to rewatch it when I am in a better mental state, but I don't know why I was so scared watching it. It's like, it's fine. Like Liev Schreiber, good actor. Like, was scaring me.
Really?
Like, which is good.
Say no to a Nicole Kidman.
Oh, Nicole Kidman.
Limited series.
Is perfect for that role. She is so special. She's up there with like Meryl Streep to me.
She's working overtime.
She is.
Is she in another like age gap romance or is that someone else?
No, she's married to Keith Urban.
No, I'm talking about a project.
She was in that Joey King one.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
She's in that Joey King one with Zac Efron, but I think they're... Might be another one. What's the one with Harris Dickinson coming out?
Baby Girl.
Is that her?
Yeah, good job,
like that's
bro.
That's another one. She is really working hard.
Well, she's Queen. A singer.
Yeah, exactly.
And she just has no cysts.
No, Nicole not one.
Nicole Kidman has...
I wonder if she's ever had acne.
There's no way Nicole Kidman has ever had a pimple.
Yeah.
It's crazy to me that Nicole Kidman...
Poops.
Sorry to talk about poop. There's no way she does. Like, I think that she has it. I think every time she has a poop, come across her desk, like she probably...
It gets sucked back up.
She probably like reverts it into energy to power her body.
Out of all of the people in the world.
Into a new age gap romance.
Are dry eye symptoms frequently interrupting your day? Keep dry eyes off your schedule with Refresh Reliva PF Extra Lubricant Eye Drops. Offering an advanced formula to soothe and hydrate your eyes. With innovative hydrocell technology to lock in moisture and prevent further irritation, Refresh Reliva PF Extra gives you lasting relief. Equipped with a soft squeeze multi-dose bottle featuring a double lockout system that keeps drops sterile so you can feel confident using it. Refresh has been delivering relief from dry eye symptoms for 35 years. It's a track record of success that has earned the trust of physicians and patients alike. You deserve relief from your dry eye symptoms, and your eyes deserve extra. Find Refresh online or in the eye drop section at all major retailers. FSA and HSA eligible.
Captain Morgan's Sweet Chili Lime is so delicious, so unbelievable, no word exists to describe it. It's better than mind-blowing, it's mouth-blowing. Bright, citrusy, and spicy, this newest flavor from Captain Morgan is a balanced blend of sweetness with delicious notes of lime and slightly spicy chili flavor that is great for an escape outdoors with your crew or your next hangout. Captain Morgan's Sweet Chili Lime is best enjoyed as an ice-cold shot or as a chili lime twist on a classic as a spicy daiquiri. Captain Morgan's Sweet Chili Lime, a touch of sweet, a kick of heat. Please drink responsibly. Captain Morgan's Sweet Chili Lime, premium Caribbean rum with natural flavors, 35% alcohol by volume. Captain Morgan Rum Co., New York, New York.
Out of all of the people in the world, probably specifically women in this instance, who do you think poops the, like, who just, like, does not poop? Who's the, who exemplifies never having pooped? Besides Nicole Kidman.
Like a Gwyneth Paltrow.
No, she poops.
She does poop.
With all, like, that, like, roughage that she's eating, she's pooping.
Roughage?
Yeah.
What you talking roughage? What does that mean?
That's like lettuce.
Yeah.
Like stuff you'd put in a compost bin?
Vegetables?
Yeah, but like a specific kind, like roughage.
Okay.
Can we look up roughage?
You're going to be right. You're always right about the words of stuff.
Well, I'm actually like kind of.
Oh, yeah. It's like veggies.
Yeah.
It's like fiber.
Yeah, Fibers, veggies. Something like
leafy
that.
Leafy greens.
Oh, but it's also nuts and.
What is
roughage definition?
Like whole foods.
It's like stuff that you would find in a compost bin, genuinely, I think.
Lentils.
I think that it's just like make your own definition. What is it? That's a good question.
Plants.
Carbs and plants.
That
you
can't.
Yeah, so you poop. This is stuff you poop out. Or do you poop out what you can digest? Let's move on.
There are two types of main fiber, soluble and insoluble. Most foods high in roughage contain a combination of these, but are usually richer in one type. Okay, we're reading about poop. The fiber absorbs water to become gel-like.
I don't see Jennifer Aniston pooping.
She is having a C-section every time there's a poop that comes across her desk. She's having it surgically removed. Yeah. That makes sense.
Yep.
What is she up to?
She was at the Emmys.
She was.
Did you watch?
Did I watch? No.
Okay.
No, I didn't watch. What was the music award or whatever? Was it MTV or AMAs or whatever?
VMAs.
The VMAs were just performance, performance, performance. And I was like, this is dumb.
Isn't that how it works?
Did anyone get an award? People did?
A little, yeah.
Okay. That makes sense.
Yeah.
So I was like, I'm not going to watch the Emmys, but there was a lot of good people at the Emmys that I'm proud of. The Hacks team that was like well deserved. And then the Bear won a bunch, which is cool.
Like, I know like we keep like beating a dead horse with this one, but like the fact that that is nominated in comedy is kind of like very frustrating.
I figured out why.
Why?
It's because of the length of of each episode qualifies it as a comedy.
That
because
doesn't like,
shorter,
that's not the change the, change that.
I think it's a dated category system, but that's how it works right now because it's shorter. I watched Ungentlemanly Warfare, which was phenomenal. If you like kind of Pirates of the Caribbean type stuff where there's like a lot of like battles.
I don't think I do.
But like it's like humorous. But it's like I think it's based in fact. It was cool. It was like Winston Churchill's, it was from his documents that he kept on file. And it was like a story based on that. But I like the war stuff that's like, and then they make a version of it that's okay. Like fun and easy to digest.
Love.
But it was
love
about, it was about World War II.
Okay.
And the Nazis and stuff. But they made it like able to digest.
Okay.
I don't know how else to say it.
I will say like, as far as history goes, World War II could capture my interest.
Yeah. It's fascinating. Mm-hmm. And again, it was like, it was really well done. Look at this cast too. Henry Cavill was in it.
Cavill, yeah.
I didn't know that he was even in it. I watched the whole thing.
How?
I don't know. I didn't even notice.
He's not someone you miss.
I did. I think he might have had a beard or something. It was Alan Ritchson. Hero. Okay. I don't know any of these people. It was good though. I highly encourage to watch if you like historically accurate, semi-accurate things. Oh, that's him. Interesting. Did not clock that T.
Speaking of historically accurate, you know what my next big project is going to be?
Hey.
Have you ever seen that massive Stephen King book? I think it's like over 1,000 pages. Yeah. That's about Lee Harvey Oswald and like going back to the JFK assassination.
Yeah.
I think that's going to be my new personality. Read it? Yeah, I want to read that.
Oh, wow. That'd be cool.
Like, not anytime soon, but that is going to be something that's on my bucket list.
Oh, my gosh. I would read that with you if you...
Would you
read that? Yeah, I would love to do that.
There is no way.
I promise you I would love to do that.
Do you want
to
read that?
You know, I went to...
I think it's 1,000 pages.
You know, I went to a bookstore.
No, I didn't. You didn't tell me.
In the Hamptons. And I was like, I'm going to get a damn book. I go section to section. Not for me. Because for me, and this is going to not sit well with people, and I'm okay with that. I like to either read a self-help book that changes, like I like when I watch a movie, I like want to take away something.
Uh-huh.
Like, I either change my personality,
yes,
or I learn something.
It's not too much to ask.
But like when
just
I read,
asking for a light personality.
When I read a fiction, I'm like, it's not really doing anything for me. It's like, it's a fake story. It's never existed and it won't ever.
But what if you've read something that's almost like so fake that it's like you don't even have those thoughts because it's like, yeah, obviously this is so fake. Yeah,
obviously.
Like Dragons or something.
I read Aragon. I like can wrap my head around
it. Did you really?
Yes.
You liked it?
I don't remember. It didn't stick with me, right? But I got to the historical fiction, which is what I think they have to call it because it's not exactly correct, but like there are facts in it, like timeline stuff that's like makes sense. Uh-huh. It's accurate.
Yeah.
But I couldn't find one because I got stressed out and I was like, I don't want to like get halfway through a $40 book because that's what hard covers cost.
Yes.
You know, on the plane and be like, this sucks ass. I'm not watching it. Because imagine if I got a historic fiction book.
What if you got a Kindle?
Yeah. Imagine if I got a historical fiction book and it ended up feeling like Anyone But You, the movie. And I would have to shut it page 4 and then... burn it. Then I'd be a book
burner.
You
need to go past page 4.
Oh my gosh. Many times page 4 is where I throw in the towel.
No, you can't throw in the towel until at least 20.
That's a long time for me. I read slow. Mm-hmm. That's that thing that we talked about where like you use so much.
The time sinking. Something. Sunken, I have that with books. I either quit at 20 or if I go past 20, I'm all in.
Sunken time fallacy, I think.
Yeah.
Okay,
so we're going to read. We'll read. I think it's called like 11. It's the date. Yeah.
11/22/63.
Uh-huh. Okay.
It's about a time traveler who. Okay. Okay. Who attempts to prevent the assassination of U.S. President John F. Kennedy. I wonder why you were drawn to this book.
I have no idea personally. I cannot think of a reason off the top of my head.
I'm feeling a little manipulated by.
Why?
By that presentation.
What do you mean?
You picked this book.
I told you I've been interested in JFK recently for no reason.
Yeah. Oh,
whatsoever.
My gosh.
It's random.
Yeah.
But I'm interested, and I've been interested in Stephen King recently.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And has Jack Schlossberg ever...
Like, I don't know. I don't know what you're talking about, genuinely. It's irrelevant and off topic.
Speaking of battles, I had a battle when I landed in Los Angeles on Friday.
What happened?
I flew Southwest. Who said, guys, what if we have people buy a ticket and then make them fight each other for a seat assignment? Mm-hmm. Who said that? Why are you the only one that does it?
Because it's so interesting how they like are digging their feet in. Like, we'll stay the only one.
It's not relaxing. Like, I think it's to make people be like, okay, your section is loading. Like, get here, or you're going to be middle seat. I think, but like, imagine spending more and getting in an earlier section and then like having a bowel movement or something and being like, oh, I'm late and now I'm in the middle seat and I paid the same as this person, or like, because you can't pick your seat.
Stupid, dumb.
It doesn't make sense. So that made me mad, first of all, because I had to connect. So
did you get middle?
I had two legs. No, I was in line. I stayed in line. And I was in line for so long, just like standing, waiting, which I hate lines. But so anyways, I get on and the middle seat was open next to me. This young man sits in the window and we're row 11 and we land in LA at like 8 p.m. There's no more flights going out besides a red eye going to the East Coast. Like there's nowhere to be. We land. I'm sitting there. we have just touched down. The whole row is full. I'm sitting there and he goes, "You gonna go, my guy? You gonna go, my guy? My guy? My guy?"
Oh my God.
Ooh. And I go,
I literally would have gone blind in that moment.
I go, "Oh, I've never done this." I go, "Go where?" We fought back. "People are looking." I go, "Go where?" He goes, "People are moving." I go, "You wanna go? Be my guest." He steps over me, gets in the aisle, and I go, "Nice." I go, "Nice." Everyone's laughing.
You never I'm do
feeling,
that.
I'm feeling good. And then, guess what?
Things started moving.
I stand up behind him. We are inches apart, five rows in front of us. He keeps going like this. "Come on. Like, come on." Like, for it's the oldest people, by the way.
How old is he?
Like, he's like our age, I think, or maybe younger. But he's like, "Oh my God," like pissed off, like people aren't getting there. I'm like, "These are the oldest people in the world. Like, what are you going to do?"
Right.
This old man, five rows in front of us, takes his bag on accident. His suitcase was like four rows up. The guy takes it. Hey, what the hell? Hey, that's my bag. Oh my God, that's my bag. I'm like, this is amazing. Like, he can't move. Like, no one's moving. He's like trying to push past. The guy in front of him has heard this transaction happen between us. Is like this, puffing out his chest like he's not getting past me. I'm like, this is, the people have won. My guy. Oh my God.
Ooh, my guy is like, could be worse than bestie.
Bestie. Or buddy.
What's the new one that I hate?
Hey, so this is insane.
My guy could be worse than "Hey, so this is insane."
I have not heard.
Or girly pop even.
I have not heard "My guy." That was the most belittling.
"Hey, my guy, so this is insane." Oh my God, can you imagine? My toes just curled. Like,
holy cow. No, that was horrible for me. And it's literally like me being at the light and it turns green and I start to pull and you honk at me. I'm like, "Oh, guess who's going 5 miles per hour down this one lane? I got nowhere to be, bro. I'm landed in Los Angeles. I'm going home."
That's awesome.
"Go to sleep." Oh, and he literally chased this guy down. They have a thing. I walk past him. That's unbothered. Awesome. Actually, not even unbothered. Chipper. Because I won.
That really is great.
Getting a couple laughs on that plane, like, because there was people close enough, was literally like being in a group chat and everybody goes, "React, haha, to your message."
Woo-hoo-hoo! That is like truly like a goosebumps walk away.
Oh my gosh, it's great. It's like, yeah, whatever.
That's awesome.
Are dry eye symptoms frequently interrupting your day? Keep dry eyes off your schedule with Refresh Reliva PF Extra Lubricant Eye Drops, offering an advanced formula to soothe and hydrate your eyes. With innovative hydrocell technology to lock in moisture and prevent further irritation, Refresh Reliva PF Extra gives you lasting relief. Equipped with a soft-squeeze multi-dose bottle featuring a double lockout system that keeps drops sterile so you can feel confident using it. Refresh has been delivering relief from dry eye symptoms for 35 years. It's a track record of success that has earned the trust of physicians and patients alike. You deserve relief from your dry eye symptoms, and your eyes deserve extra. Find Refresh online or in the eye drop section at all major retailers. FSA and HSA eligible.
Captain Morgan's Sweet Chili Lime is so delicious, so unbelievable, no word exists to describe it. It's better than mind-blowing, it's mouth-blowing. Bright, citrusy, and spicy, this newest flavor from Captain Morgan is a balanced blend of sweetness with delicious notes of lime and slightly spicy chili flavor that is great for an escape outdoors with your crew or your next hangout. Captain Morgan's Sweet Chili Lime is best enjoyed as an ice-cold shot or as a chili lime twist on a classic as a spicy daiquiri. Captain Morgan's Sweet Chili Lime, a touch of sweet, a kick of heat. Please drink responsibly. Captain Morgan's Sweet Chili Lime, premium Caribbean rum with natural flavors, 35% alcohol by volume, Captain Morgan Rum Co., New York, New York.
Yeah, it felt really good in that moment, and also to have like allies on that plane be like, "Yeah, this guy sucks," because mm-hmm. like you never know. It's like I'm gonna get up when it's like appropriate. I'm not gonna let people walk past us, you know. And I hate to have the conversation about like standing up when the plane lands again. I feel like it's been had, but I'm doing totally. My due diligence, you know. Like I put my backpack down in the row, so like if someone wants to get past from behind, it's like, do it. But like my, you know, if they're not a freak, they're going to wait because I'm going to get up as soon as I'm allowed to.
Yeah.
I don't know.
I sat next to the most incredible young man on my flight home.
That's refreshing.
And we exchanged numbers. He's 11.
Okay.
he just got a phone. It was just his 11th birthday. Such a legend, was telling me all about his nieces and nephews for like 15 minutes.
That's a young uncle.
No, they are stuffed animals.
Oh.
They're his cousin's stuffed animals. He cares about them just as much as he does his own children, who are his stuffed animals.
Yeah.
We went through the catalog of every single one of not only his stuffed animals, but also his Funko Pops.
Good.
And that flight flew by. And I showed him my tattoo. I said, this is my stuffed animal. And he loved that.
Wow.
I mean, what a connection. That was kismet for me.
I would have held my breath till I passed out if I was sat next to that young man.
I mean, he was decked out. He had a Build-A-Bear at full, and he was doing full pajama set. I mean, he was a literal legend. I can't say enough good things about him. He's like my actual soulmate.
That's true DSDF.
Like, hearing like an 11-year-old boy comfortable enough to speak about his nieces and nephews like that.
Yeah.
I wish him nothing but success.
Good.
And I know he will find it. That's the thing. And I hope I'm a part of his story.
You have his number.
That's so true.
Maybe you should bring him on the podcast.
I genuinely was thinking about asking him to come on Obsessed.
Yeah.
He lives downtown.
Perfect.
Yeah.
That's great.
I'd pick him up.
Go pick him up.
Yeah. We have to talk about it.
What? Oh. Speaking of young men, yeah, I ran into, so when I was in New York, the last day I was there before I went, started tour, I'm like walking across the street in Soho and I see Matthew Gray Gubler crossing the street with his family. And I was like, I'm not going to bug him. It's a Sunday night.
It is so insane. Like, he's the most spotted. He's everywhere. What's that movie? Everything Everywhere All at Once.
Mm-hmm.
Genuinely.
Well, I was like, I'm not going to bug him. He's like with his family. And so I just like literally take the most blurry, like quick tap. And I sent it to work. I was like, MGG is here. And she was like, OMG, say hi. And I was like, I already walked away. But, you know, whatever. He was with his family. And
just
then
from my end, when I said OMG, say hi, you didn't answer. So at this point in my head, I'm thinking like, okay, something's happening.
No, nothing was happening.
I know.
I like literally just like walking around. It was like my, it's a very peaceful evening.
There was a point where you weren't answering and I was like, something's happening.
Oh, I was buying like a little coin purse and a market, little like tourist market in Little Italy.
Okay.
And it was really funny, and I wasn't responsive at that time.
Right, but so then, in my head, I'm like, okay, this is, I'm expecting a FaceTime from Matthew.
But then I was like, oh my gosh, like, we're walking, and it's just me and Hunter, and we're walking, and then he literally walks by us, and I was like, oh, hey, Matthew, whatever. And he's like, oh my God, hey. And he squints, and I was like, and I like squints too. We're like squinsters. And I was like, yeah, we did the, and he's like, oh my God, button guy. Because of that last story when we were at that premiere.
He never forgets a face.
No, he was like, oh my God, you gave me that button. And I was like, I gave you that button. He's like, oh, I wish I had a button to give you. He's like, I'm going to start carrying around a button in my pocket just in case we run back into each other.
And he told Mama and Papa Goobler that you saved his life.
Literally, yeah. And he was like, yeah, I was at, you know, our friend's movie premiere, and it was the movie that we went to.
Yeah.
Blah, blah, blah. And I was like, oh, yeah, whatever. And then he was like, let's get a picture really quick. And then I got to go. And I was like, okay, take a picture. But we were going to call you. Like, that was my plan. I had like half of a can at that time because I wasn't planning on like chatting with anyone. And so I was getting like really anxious about the initial photo I took.
Uh-huh.
When we were crossing the street, sure. That I sent to you.
Yes.
Because I was like, ugh, like he was with his parent. Like, you know, like I don't think he saw, but I was just like convincing myself.
Right. I get that.
But no, he fully was like, oh, he's my gosh, like love
literally
you.
Literally the greatest guy.
Me.
And tell everyone how he smelled.
So clean. I don't want to be like a stalker, but like I always notice like when I hug people, I'm like, oh, you smell good.
Did you tell him that?
No.
You just thought it.
Yeah.
Okay.
I was like, I don't want to cross.
He would like that.
I don't know.
I feel like when you were telling me this, I could feel your love for Matthew.
Yeah.
In a way that made me feel so happy.
Yeah. Well, I was literally like, oh, that was like unnecessarily nice. Like his parents are sitting there like, they were like, how well do you guys know each other? Like, it was like, I could tell they were like, who? Like, cause he was like, blah, 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 like all these like facts about me. And I was like, I don't even remember telling you that.
He is literally the, oh, look at Papa Goobler in the back.
So cute. Oh yeah. He was so sweet too.
I mean, that family.
Yeah.
I like, you literally look like you've been friends since preschool.
Well, I took the picture because you were like, take a picture with him, like, yeah, blah, blah, blah. And Brooke was like, you should post this on BNC right now. And every single comment was like, oh my God, Brooke, I would be so fucking pissed if I was you. And I'm like, you guys. Me and Brooke aren't on a battle to go find him, and the winner has to kill the other.
I was truly elated because of the way that Connor was speaking about him.
Oh my God.
It felt like when one of your best, it literally felt like when Izzy finally started reading ACOTAR and she's like, oh my God, this is so good. The way you were speaking about him was just like nothing but love in your heart.
It was lovely. It was
and
lovely.
And the smell of him smelling like clean linens.
Oh, clean linens. Yeah.
Literally like made me so happy. And this picture like brings me nothing but happiness. Was there a part of me that wished it was me? Yeah, of course. Like,
of course.
That's only natural. Anyone would understand that. But genuinely, I felt nothing but positivity and also the need to go to bed at 7:30 p.m.
Yeah.
Damn. Yeah, like, I really. You too. Two of a kind.
Was really and he was genuinely. Like, you dress so cool. I need to dress cooler. I was like, I look like crap. Like, this was like a Sunday. This was like the only stuff I had left to wear. I was wearing my sandals that have been heard around the world, mm-hmm, because they flop around when I wear them.
Worse than these floppers?
They are flopping, and like, it's like so like guy that works in a market in a different country, like selling street food. Like, they're like so not normal. It's like very not me shoes. Like, they're like, I don't know how to express how I feel about the sandals. They're shoes you'd wear at a
Are
resort
they wicker?
Too. They're wicker. Like, they look like Jesus sandals, but like a little bit not.
Are you also wearing a sweater?
Yeah.
You were doing a sweater and the wicker sandals?
I'm telling you, I was like the Island of Misfit Toys, my fit for
okay.
this.
Okay. I feel like the white so jeans cool. pulls like, it together though.
It's not white jeans.
Okay.
It's linen.
Oh, you were doing linens?
No underwear linen, too.
You were doing like, no underwear linens. Yeah. Oh, your no underwear linens are pressed up against Matthew's thigh like that.
Yeah.
That's awesome.
Yeah, it was a fun night. It was an enjoyable night.
I really not.
There's my little purse I got.
Oh, my God. It's spectacular.
My coin purse.
I bet Matthew loved that.
You can see that I got it from this. It says I Heart New York.
I really want you to watch an episode of Criminal Minds now, just so you can see how phenomenal
I
of an act. No, you
I
haven't.
I have watched episodes.
You haven't, but you haven't studied Matthew's
when
performance.
When I'm like at the emergency room, that's what's on.
You're thinking of like Law and Order. You have not studied his like performance. Mm-hmm. That's what I'm trying to say, because him and this young agent behind you, wow.
Yeah.
Once you see the way he channels all of that beautiful energy into his craft.
Yeah. Okay. I love him.
I know. I do too, Connor.
He's so sweet.
I know. He really is. I have to tell you something.
Yeah, tell me something.
I went to a workout class this morning.
Oh, good for you.
Is that
wow.
not the most shocking thing? At 7?
What?
I know.
Huh?
I know. It's very confusing.
What kind of workout class?
Core power.
Why did you start with that? That's like that's the most breaking news that we've...
I meant to.
Like, that is so admirable of you to go.
I'm never going again.
Podcast, yeah.
And I know I picked up a case of DOMS. Yeah. Like, I feel it starting. I feel the beginning stages of just like
being sore after a workout.
It's just off. Like, something's off. And I know that come tomorrow, and because it's delayed onset. I know come tomorrow when I wake up, I'm doing work from home tomorrow. And Izzy, can we do Obsessed? Are we doing Obsessed from the cuck chair on Thursday? I'm going to have to.
Beauty.
Just due to a pre-existing condition.
Yep, interesting.
Yeah. So I'll
at least you're able to get ahead of it. Because
I'm totally ahead of it. I know what to do. I'm prepared. I'm not going to think I have tumors on all of my bones. I'm honestly excited to brave the DOMS knowing what I know.
You should get in like a hot tub or something, or like a cold plunge. I don't know how you would access either of those at this time.
Honestly, like having DOMS, knowing you have DOMS, it's almost like there's something about it that's good. It's scary when you don't know what it is, but then when you know, like, oh, this is my body's muscles being sore because I worked so.
Yes, you're saying that we got there. I'm going to be sore after a workout. That's okay. That's like normal.
No, Connor, That's normal. You're talking about workout soreness. I'm talking about DOMS. This is coming from someone who's clearly never had DOMS.
You're right. You're right.
You can't speak about DOMS unless you've
been sore after workout, but I've never had delayed onset muscle soreness.
I'm trying to put a positive spin on it. Like, I'm not scared.
Good for you.
This is a person
facing
a disease head on, and yeah. I'm not scared.
Good for you.
Okay, like I was last time. I'm embracing admirable. It because what else can you do? Going in head on to the DOMS.
Yeah, you're right.
It's not. I'm sore after a workout. That's the problem with DOMS. That's what people think, and that's why people don't take it seriously.
Right. So when I work out today, I'm gonna do chest, and then Thursday when I'm sore, that's not delayed onset muscle soreness. That's being sore from
a
workout.
Literally
a day later,
cosplaying as one of those male doctors that tells women like, "Oh, like it's normal to throw up and bleed out and faint every time you have a period."
What?
That's you right now.
No, I'm not.
Yes, that's you right now. You're literally delegitimizing my health issues.
No, I said, I'm saying, you said I absolutely can experience DOMS. You said that.
You can.
You said that's unique to you.
It's unique to the population of people who experience DOMS, which you've clearly never had based off of the way that your lack of understanding is neon.
Oh, I have clearly never had it.
No.
You kind of sound like one of those doctors, actually.
No, I can't because I'm a woman.
Oh, shit.
Yeah.
I always forget
can't
about
be
that.
A male doctor.
Are dry eye symptoms frequently interrupting your day? Keep dry eyes off your schedule with Refresh Reliva PF Extra Lubricant Eye Drops, offering an advanced formula to soothe and hydrate your eyes. With innovative hydrocell technology to lock in moisture and prevent further irritation, Refresh Reliva PF Extra gives you lasting relief. Equipped with a soft squeeze multi-dose bottle featuring a double lockout system that keeps drops sterile so you can feel confident using it. Refresh has been delivering relief from dry eye symptoms for 35 years. It's a track record of success that has earned the trust of physicians and patients alike. You deserve relief from your dry eye symptoms, and your eyes deserve extra. Find Refresh online or in the eye drop section at all major retailers. FSA and HSA eligible.
Captain Morgan's Sweet Chili Lime is so delicious, so unbelievable, no word exists to describe it. It's better than mind-blowing, it's mouth-blowing. Bright, citrusy, and spicy, this newest flavor from Captain Morgan is a balanced blend of sweetness with delicious notes of lime and slightly spicy chili flavor that is great for an escape outdoors with your crew or your next hangout. Captain Morgan's Sweet Chili Lime is best enjoyed as an ice-cold shot or as a chili lime twist on a classic as a spicy daiquiri. Captain Morgan's Sweet Chili Lime, a touch of sweet, a kick of heat. Please drink responsibly. Captain Morgan's Sweet Chili Lime, premium Caribbean rum with natural flavors, 35% alcohol by volume, Captain Morgan Rum Co., New York, New York.
Sure. Okay, I have some stuff really quick.
Okay, I'd like to hear it.
One, Obama came out and said, I listen to all the music on my summer playlist. Once again have to call him out and say, no, you don't.
I think he did.
No, he doesn't.
I think he does.
No, he doesn't. He does not. I love to give Obama benefit of the doubt. At this time, I can't because he said he's bumping that by Charlie XCX. An ex-president is not talking about, maybe he listened to the song, but he didn't listen to the lyrics.
I literally have like no issue picturing him in the way that you do. I've always had a more vivid imagination though.
Oh my God, today.
It's because I got my workout in, I've got an edge to me.
Yeah, just wait till that DOMS kicked in.
Don't even.
Kicks in. Two, did you watch the debate?
Yeah, I did actually.
Good for you.
Yeah.
I had a show.
What do you mean good for me?
Because a lot of people don't. What do you mean? Oh my God. I need bulletproof glass in between us.
Just fucking with you, man.
A lot of people did. Well, the people at my show did not because my show was the same time as the debate.
Really?
So I was coming out and like reporting, like, here's what's going on the debate. That was absolutely so funny. Trump is a comedian. Like, it's a joke. Like, he's
Did you see that video of him when the lights went on?
No.
Not at the debate, but like at some other thing. Wait, like,
and he was like,
lights went on and he like freaked out because they were too bright.
Oh.
And it's like a meme. It's like my like ADHD autistic dad, like when the lights go on and he's like, no, no, no. It's funny.
Oh, I didn't see it.
Let's see.
I'll have to see it.
I think you'd like it a lot.
I'm sure I would.
I really do. I think that might be it, maybe, no?
I was like right near the area where he said that people are eating your cats and dogs. I love that sentence so much.
It's so insane.
I think he could do the funniest thing ever if he just dropped out of the race and became Donald Trump on SNL and they could stop hiring Donald Trump impersonators. Just read your lines. Or don't. Make up your lines.
It would be less funny if he's trying to be funny. What's so funny is that like he's so serious.
I know.
Look at
eating.
Look at him on the lights. I like the remix of that. Did you hear that?
They were probably
sent
here so that we put them in our jails.
Okay.
Because to put them in our jails, they didn't pay the electric bill. To put them. Oh, I like that. That was pretty quick.
Oh. Everyone cheering.
Wouldn't you?
Wait. Is this, and then the lights go on after this?
Oh, that's so much better. Those lights were brutal.
I think this might have been after his freakout.
Wouldn't that be a little scary as someone who's now been like had two assassination attempts to be like, oh, the lights are out. They didn't pay the electricity bill. Like, that is the plot of every movie where they're trying to perform a heist.
Did you ever see Trap?
Remind me what Trap
That was
is.
Just the one that just came out with the concert. Maybe bottom left, Izzy, the concert where the serial killers in the concert.
No, wait, that's the one that you told me about that I want to watch.
Yeah, I think you would find that entertaining.
Yeah, I need to watch that. Hey, what's it on?
I'm Get
on.
Those lights off! Off! Turn them off. They're too bright. Turn them off. Turn them off. Let's go. Ready? Turn off the lights. Turn off
like,
the lights.
Like, scary that if I were there, I would have been turn off the
turn
lights.
Turn off the lights. Turn off the lights. Oh my God! Like,
scary,
he's
but
hilarious.
It really is so fucking. It's like
it is, you're right. It is funny because he's not doing it on purpose. Yeah. So. But I just like his energy is.
He's
If you didn't know anything about him, you'd be like, he's hilarious. He's funny.
If it wasn't so, like, this is the end of the world.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I've been getting, by the way, like, speaking of this whole, like, the election stuff, have you been getting, like, a million election texts a day?
No, I don't
get 50. 50 a day. I get calls before I wake up, 7 a.m., they start. Call. And it's scary to get, like, calls from numbers you don't know, and then they call you twice, and it's like, oh crap, like, do I have, say, like a bill at collections or something, or like, you know, or like, is it an family emergency that I missed? When you wake up to like several missed calls, it's like, oh crap.
Totally.
I already don't sleep good when my phone starts to like go off before I've, and it's on do not disturb.
What is your phone ringing?
Scam likely.
Oh my God, answer. Let's see who it is.
Hello. Hello?
That's the brick being thrown out the window.
Hello? Hang up.
That is they like were,
they're not prepared for me to answer.
Wow.
Yeah.
I keep getting calls from Laser Away.
Well, I don't.
From the CEO.
You probably don't want to talk about that again. I don't know.
Right.
You might get sued.
Do you think? I don't think you can get sued for talking about like a bad experience. Can you?
I
don't think it's libel.
I don't know. It's definitely their fault. Anyways, pick one of these thingies. I like how the presidential debate is just like a bullet point.
Okay, want to play 3-2-1? Where I'll pick three things that I want to talk about, you narrow it down to two. Or you pick three things you want to talk about, I'll narrow it down to two, then you pick the final.
Okay. Wait, what?
Pick three that you would want to talk about.
Three? Okay.
Any three. Oh, your feet are itchy. That means your feet itch. You want me to just pick one?
Yeah.
Dave Grohl.
You want to do Dave Grohl?
Yeah, kind of.
Wow. Okay, go for it.
I mean, I don't have much to say.
What do you have to say?
Besides the fact that he, how long has he been married?
I think it was like 21 years.
He's been married for 21 years and just announced that he will be moving forward with having a child outside of his marriage in kind of just like a very matter of fact Instagram post, which like, yeah, like I Yeah, that's definitely one way to. That's definitely one way to let us know.
I think this is like, hey, before this comes out, like it felt like you like knew it was gonna come out. You know, like I'm owning it. I have a child. I'm gonna raise it. Love my family though. It's like, okay, cool. You kind of covered all your bases.
Born outside my marriage, I plan to be a loving, supportive parent to her. I love my wife and my children. Do you think that he's doing everything he can to regain their trust and their forgiveness? Okay. I was going to say, like, do you think he needs to, like, this should have included an apology?
Oh.
Almost? Because it's like, there's almost like.
You don't have to apologize to the public.
Right. I guess he's letting us know that he is working on. Right. I guess, like, what else? I guess, like, this is kind of.
It's the Reynolds paper.
This is literally. Oh my God, Izzy. This is the Reynolds pamphlet.
What's that?
Hamilton did this.
Oh.
When he cheated on his wife, Burr and some other founding fathers were like, we know that you've been embezzling from the government.
Every time you say Burr, I'm like, look at her.
Because in reality, like he was funneling money to the cuck. Because the husband of the woman that he was cheating with knew. And he was like, you can keep cheating on your wife with my wife as long as you pay me. So he was cucking out and Hamilton was paying him. And then the government was like, we know that you've been embezzling government funds. And he was like, no, it's all good. I'm just cheating.
Yeah.
Okay. And so then he, to get ahead of things, wrote this like massive pamphlet to be like, I cheated on my wife in our family bed. Like I brought this woman in, blah, blah, blah. This is so well said, Izzy. This is the Reynolds pamphlet 2.0. And like, kind of like, yeah, I guess. I don't know what else you would say if you're trying to get ahead of it. Like, I guess you don't have to apologize to everyone else because you didn't do anything to us per se. Yeah. We're great.
I don't know.
If they would have
like
Megan liked it.
Yeah, I saw that. I don't know. They probably have fans that are like, I am not listening to your music anymore because you cheated on your wife.
I don't know. I never know how I feel about separating the art and the artist. It gets confusing.
I'm kind of like fully able to do that.
I'm sometimes and I'm sometimes not. So I don't want to be inconsistent.
Yeah.
No, so I'll just say nothing.
I think you're allowed to be inconsistent.
Like with him, I'm just like, I don't really care. Yeah. Like I'm not invested in him as a person. So like I'm able to separate it easily. But when I'm invested in somebody, like if Andrew Garfield came out and was like, oh, I cheated, I would not be able to move forward with maintaining the relationship that I have with him.
Yeah.
Does that make sense?
That would be really hard for you.
It would obviously be very challenging for me and him.
Well,
as we navigate what our relationship looks like in the future.
We can all agree. Well said, Dave. Good job, Dave.
Like, I don't need to be applauding him right now.
I think what we can applaud is the well-rounded statement, not his actions.
I don't even feel comfortable.
The statement from the actions.
I don't even feel comfortable having a reaction other than just like, okay.
Then why'd you pick the story?
I don't know.
I don't give a shit about Dave Grohl. I was wondering why you picked this.
It's just interesting, you know?
Yeah, I think if you look at the language.
Yeah, let's look at the language.
Let's look at that. We love language.
Yeah, let's look at the language piece by piece.
My favorite thing is I'm having a baby daughter born outside my marriage.
That's a good way to phrase that.
Yeah. Well said, Dave. Yeah.
Yes, that is what you're doing, per se.
Well, it also isn't like I'm paying this lady to be quiet also. You
right.
Know? Or maybe she, I don't know, maybe she threatened him. I don't know.
We don't know.
We don't know.
But yeah, I guess like in that situation, he handled it as well as he could have, even though I'm not like keen to be complimenting him at this time.
I love all the chaperone stuff. That was the story that I wanted to talk about.
Oh, okay. Well, why didn't you just say so?
Because you were picking. It was up to you.
I wanted you to. Because your feet were itching.
Oh.
Yeah.
Well, tell me
when
what
she
you
told
think.
The photographer, fuck you. As she should have.
I don't know. All the interview questions that I'm seeing on Twitter. Wait, hang on. I pull them up.
Oh, I didn't see these.
She's like, fuck the Hailey Bieber smoothie.
Oh, I didn't see that.
What did the smoothie do to you? She's like, it's a milkshake.
She's kind of in her like, fuck everything era. Which, yeah. Like, I think it gets to that point. Like, she blew up so quick.
Yeah.
And has had just, like, so much thrown at her that I think it's very hard not to get to that. Listen, just, like, fuck it all.
I've been outspoken about saying some people can be divas because they put out work that allows them to be.
Yeah, you know? He has the right.
Mariah Carey owns it. Chaperon can own it. People can't be like, well, then fuck you too. Don't listen to music. Don't be a fan. I like am not a fan. Like I wouldn't reiterate any of the sentiments, but like it's not my life. It's her life. So, but like someone said, you hate everything. Like she literally hates a smoothie.
Hates I don't the mind people that hate a lot of things. Like, let me know what you don't like.
I think Chaperon,
I probably don't like it either.
Would be great on like a hot takes podcast. She'd be like, hot take, I hate air conditioning.
Like, we love when Larry David does it. Like, yeah. We should love when young women do it.
The delivery is different.
It's definitely
a little
different.
Bit different.
It's different.
Larry David and Chaperon, that being said, I think that they would get along.
Ah, interesting. They could be a very unlikely duo that would either hate each other or really like each
Chaperon,
other.
Chaperon, Larry David. I can picture it now. You know what? What's up with these milk? These Hailey Bieber smoothies. And Chaperon like, that's a milkshake. Yeah, it's a milkshake. I'm going to make a spite milkshake. And so he just makes an ice cream.
But couldn't you also see Chaperon being the woman from Curb that choked on the scone? And then like went after Larry?
Yeah.
There's two ways it could be played and we'll never know until we get
together.
Oh, that's
interesting.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. I think that she would like Larry David. I feel that.
I don't know if he would like her. I could see him being very confused by her.
And I could also see him really feeling drawn to her.
We won't know until we get them in a room together, which could maybe happen.
You know, Larry David's going on tour in the fall.
There's no way.
Yeah, it was on my Google search homepage. I was going to post it, but it was like 13 hours ago it was posted. I was like, certainly people know about this, but no one I know knows about this.
I want to say that's a good attitude that you had. I want to highlight that for a second. This is me being Chaperon, like negative Nancy, as I have every right. I'm not going to right now.
He was married to someone named Laurie. So
who,
Larry and Laurie David?
Yeah, isn't that Cassie's mom?
Yeah, it is. You could say that. Wow. Laurie and Larry. I got some beef with people who have like the same first name and they're married to each other.
How many of those do you
know? One of us is going to have to change. Who's in Twilight? Taylor Lautner. And
oh, Taylor
married someone
and
named Taylor.
Taylor
Lautner. So it's just like, is it the Lautners? Yeah. It's not the Taylors, I guess. It's the first name.
Taylor Lautners.
The Taylor Lautners. Mr. and Mrs. Mr. and Mrs. Taylor Lautner is probably what they go by. Duh.
People do that when they're not named the same thing.
Yeah, I know. But I'm saying, I guess that's the easiest way to do it. Mr. and Mrs. Taylor Lautner. So. Did you see this baby that I look exactly like?
Identical.
Holy moly. I need to look at it again.
And you've looked like a lot of babies in your day.
Okay. So this woman basically like posts her baby all the time. What's her name? Chloe Molina. She's got it's a cute ass baby. It has a full blown like 35-year-old real estate agent head of hair. And that's what people usually comment on. But now they're commenting on it because she lets her baby sleep in the shower. Like she puts its crib in the shower. And people are like, what if a pipe bursts? Okay.
Okay, your baby's sleeping in its room. What if the roof gets
My parents
in?
Used to open a drawer in the hotel room and like make my bed in the drawer of the empty drawer. People live.
That's how I feel about leaving food out. People were doing that for centuries.
We do say this. Like I'm always like, the caveman used to, the caveman died at 24. Like that was their life expectancy, so it's kinda hard.
What do you think got them mostly?
Maybe a saber-tooth tiger or cholera or something.
Can we look up what's the leading death in the caveman population?
I don't know if they were writing it down. Maybe
historians would know. Infection.
Yeah, I guess disease.
Do you think it was from food? Diarrheal diseases.
Yeah. Oh, dehydration, starvation.
Oh, shit.
Well, the point of this baby that I need to flag.
20 to 25 years.
Nailed it. I love history. Is this baby? I just can't. Like, it looks.
It's so insane.
It looks exactly like me.
There are no differences.
I'm waiting for this girl to DM me because I looked at her comments and it was like one more comment about my baby's hair and like I'm blocking everybody. And you just got to know that your baby's hair is like beautiful, but like so insane for how small your baby is.
The forehead. I mean, he's to die for.
He's to die
for. I want
for.
To wrap an infant in a towel like that.
Oh, yeah. So happy.
I want to be the infant wrapped in the towel, I think. Oh, my God. That was the best when you were little and you'd get out of the shower and you'd get wrapped up like a mummy.
Yeah.
Or a taco, depending on the mood you were in.
Mummy?
Yeah.
Out of the shower, you get wrapped up like a mummy.
That's what I used to request.
What do you mean?
Just like wrap me up like a mummy.
Versus a burrito, you said?
Yeah, or taco. Yeah, burrito.
How would you get wrapped up like a mummy? Like
it's
arms?
Literally, it's all the same. It's just a towel.
Arms. Oh, okay. I was like, would you have like one?
No, I was just, it was just a towel.
Okay. Well, I guess we could just go to bonus,
okay.
Right?
Okay.
I don't have anything left to say. Oh, I do want to say one thing really quickly on our thing about our submissions form. Guys, we got a submission box and this has been an issue for us. And Izzy has graciously found out by ways beyond explanation for me how to create a link on our page. So now on the tmgstudios.tv website under Brooke and Connor, we have a submission box. Make a podcast submission. It's on the visuals right now if you're watching on YouTube. But then you can just type in a long message because everyone always writes stories in like 9 parts. And I'm reading about how like someone's dad and then it skips to someone else's story.
Yeah.
And it's like, I shouldn't have started with someone's dad.
Well, you can do these anytime too, not just when we ask for them, which is
yeah, exciting. You could submit something.
And maybe we'll just kind of, oh my God, look, people did them already.
Oh.
Oh.
Can we just read one?
Let's do it in the bonus.
Ooh, I'll just read the beginning.
Okay.
So you should.
Okay, like cliffhanger.
I have a really secondhand embarrassing story to share with you both and need advice. So one of my coworkers was scrolling through her photos on her phone to show me a picture of her wedding. .. Oh, I love scrolling through her photos. To show a picture of her wedding. .. Okay, we'll do the rest in the bonus.
See you there.
All right, bye guys.
This week on Close Friends. So you know the Shalkar Shitter showed up to my first birthday party in LA?
Do you guys know that feeling? Do you guys know that feeling when you... No. Do you guys know that feeling when... I want to get IVF on myself. I want to carry the child. I'm superstitious.
I'm not superstitious, but I'm a little stitious.
Sign up on tmgstudios.tv to watch the full bonus episode.
Captain Morgan's Sweet Chili Lime is so delicious, so unbelievable, no word exists to describe it. It's better than mind-blowing, it's mouth-blowing. Bright, citrusy, and spicy, this newest flavor from Captain Morgan is a balanced blend of sweetness with delicious notes of lime and slightly spicy chili flavor that is great for an escape outdoors with your crew or your next hangout. Captain Morgan's Sweet Chili Lime is best enjoyed as an ice-cold shot or as a chili lime twist on a classic as a spicy daiquiri. Captain Morgan's Sweet Chili Lime, a touch of sweet, a kick of heat. Please drink responsibly. Captain Morgan's Sweet Chili Lime, premium Caribbean rum with natural flavors, 35% alcohol by volume. Captain Morgan Rum Co., New York, New York.
This Father's Day at Lowe's, score free gifts for the greatest dad. Right now, get a free Blackstone 8-piece accessory kit when you buy a Blackstone 28-inch griddle. Plus, get 2 free select Craftsman V20 tools when you buy an RP brushless drill and impact driver combo kit. Shop these deals and more this Father's Day at Lowe's. We help, you save. Valid through 6/15 while supplies last. Selection varies by location.